Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let's sing hymn 193. 193. Bound for the name of the true, of the pure and the holy, the home of the happy, the kingdom of love. He wanders from God in the broad road of folly. Will you go? Will you go? Oh, say, will you go to the Eden above? The blessed name, nor the sorrowing, nor anguish, can grief in the fields, the Lord might roll. Who in misery languish? Oh, say, will you go to the Eden above? Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Oh, say. The hand of oppression, an angel that dwells in the holy grove, the weakness that not ashamed of transgression. Will you go? Will you go? Oh, say, will you go to the Eden above? Come the Eden, no, the saints are all wealthy. The heirs of his glory, whose nature is love. The sailors can reach them, the country is healthy. Oh, say, will you go the Eden above? You go, will you go, will you go, will you go? Oh, say. Save me. Behold, yet a moment as onward we go. Oh, come to thy Lord, in his arms he will take thee. And bear thee along to the Eden above. Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Oh, say, will you go to the Eden above? We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall see together and read together Psalms 66. Psalms 66. Psalm 66, in Jesus' name I read, verse 1. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that enemies come clinging to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Verse 5. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. 7. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Bless our Lord, O bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. 10. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You led men right over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you. 14. That which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals. With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will make offerings of bulls and goats. 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. 17. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. 18. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. 19. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. 20. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. We thank the Lord. So in Psalms 66 here, in the superscript is mentioned, this is a song, a psalm to the choir master. So this is indeed a very beautiful song of praise. That is why in verse 1 and 2 says, shout for joy to God all the earth, sing the glory of his name, give to him his hymn glorious praise. So is we can see that the author was not only singing by himself individually as his satisfaction, but he actually put or passed on this hymn, this song, to the choir master, where he wanted all the people together with him to sing praises and to shout for joy to the Lord God. And we can also see in this Psalm 66 that this was a testimony of this author, where he was actually telling them concerning from the perspective of the history of the Israelites, and from which he mentioned to them concerning his personal experience, telling them about the work of God and the love of God. That is why from verses 5 and 7, let's see verses 5 to 7. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. And finally, he also said, we see verse 19 and 20, but truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, 20, blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. So he, at that time, this was actually what he can see, that the people at that time, they prayed to the Lord God. So we can actually see from this entire psalm a very beautiful song of praise, where it is filled with joy, praises, and even the voices of praise. So sometimes in our life, we can look that when we are with those people who are successful, are able to enjoy celebration with them, we also want to see and we admire their success. But we have forgotten one thing, or rather even to the extent we have neglected that before this person or that individual was successful, all the difficulties, all his sweat and tears that he has put in, and even a long passage of time before he's able to be successful. So as we read this song, we can see very important thing is that we need to go through a period of trial, a period of testing. So we can see that in this psalm, indeed at that time the psalmist, it also can be said that this was a trial of fire that he was going through. As we all know, the purpose of test is to harm another person, harm a person, to call a person to sin. But yet, trials or testings is to enable us to receive benefit. That's why the author of James has spoken and told us. Let's turn to James chapter 1. The book of James chapter 1, we see verse 13. James chapter 1 verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tests no one. So we can see the Lord will not tempt anyone. He will not also simply test anyone. Let's also continue to see Psalms 11. Psalms 11. Psalms 11 verses 5. Psalms 11 verse 5. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves the violence. So we can see that in order to for one to be tested, he has his certain conditions or criteria. We can also see in the case of Abraham. Genesis 22 verse 1. Genesis chapter 22 verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So we can see the Lord will test a person at the right time with the appropriate standard. So we can see God tests man with a purpose. That is why the Bible tells us that after we have been tested and tried by God, we shall come forth like gold being refined, that it is so precious indeed. So how does God test us? So God actually, the Bible uses all kinds of suffering to describe this type of trial. And when we go through this trial, God wants to enable his children to become more holy, suitable for his use. That's why in 1 Peter tells us, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. 6. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. 7. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold than that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, true enough, all of us are going through a period of trial. Of course, in the period of trials, there will be temporary where we will be in sorrow, but at the end, there will be great joy. So after we have gone through this trial, as what we can see, the author rejoiced in the Lord. He was able to sing praises to our Lord God. That's why in Psalms 16, let's come back to Psalms 66. So in Psalm 66, we see in verse 5, come and see what God has done. So he has seen to tell them to come and see how what the Lord God has done to men. And the deeds of God is so awesome that he whatever he has done towards the children of men. Then we continue to see verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God. So he also asked them to come to hear, not only to see, to be able to hear what the Lord has done. For what the Lord has done is indeed out of his love and his wonderful grace. So we can see that this psalmist has still a lot of words that he would like to speak, but it is to testify to the Lord. He wanted to sing an ever-ending song to the Lord, to be able to praise the name of our Lord. So we can see, true enough, deep in the heart of this psalmist was indeed filled with joy, for he has gone through these trials. So we are to take note that at that time, he was actually hoping to gather with all the saints to be able to go through this wonderful stage of spirituality as recorded from verses 10 to 12. Verse 10. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on your backs. You let men ride on over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. So here we can see many times it used plural, we, our. So we can see today this is actually a hope, an expectation of this psalmist, so that together with the people, they are able to have this type of experience. Therefore, at the time, he was able to offer sacrifice to the Lord God. Verse 13 to 20. So he encouraged the people to go to the house of the Lord with burnt offerings, to perform their vows to him, to be able to make known these praises to the Lord. So at that time, the psalmist had this type of experience, where the situation at that time, the psalmist was, he was likened to be living in the midst of a very big pot of fire, or even a big, great deal of trial. But yet, in the midst of this trial, he knows that he is still able to sing praises to the Lord. So, because in his life, he had the Lord God with him. That's why finally in verse 20, blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. So we thank our Lord Jesus. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for one another, especially in this period of trial. We pray that the Lord will be able to preserve and protect each and every one of us. In our prayer, we also remember to pray for those who are afflicted, whether physically or spiritually. We pray for the church. We pray for our nation. So shall we now, in the name of our Lord Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here. God bless.